With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden delivered his State of the Union address Thursday, his last before the 2024 presidential election. He began the speech with the State of the Union of Ukraine. He also talked about abortion.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Former President Trump's Truth Social platform went down during President Biden's State of the Union address. Users of the social media platform began to experience issues around 9 p.m. Eastern. Former president was scheduled to provide a live commentary, a live fact check of the speech. Multiple U.S. government websites went down as well. Department of Homeland Security, ICE, FEMA, Secret Service, all experiencing technical issues. They were down as Biden delivered his State of the Union. Also at SRNnews.com, Sweden formally joined NATO as the 32nd member of the Transatlantic Military Alliance, ending decades of post-World War II neutrality. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said his nation is ending 200 years of non-alignment and decades of military neutrality.
It is a major step, but at the same time, a very natural step. Membership means that we are coming home to the Alliance for Peace and coming home to the Alliance for Freedom, to which many democracies already belong.
Utility that provides power to the Texas Panhandle is investigating whether their equipment may be the source of what's become the largest wildfire in the state's history. In a statement, Xcel Energy said it appears its facilities were involved in the ignition of the fire, but they're disputing claims that they're negligent in maintaining their power poles. This is SRN News. Hostility against churches in the U.S. is on the rise.
According to the Family Research Council, at least 915 acts of hostility against churches occurred between 2018 and 2023. FRC's records show types of acts include vandalism, arson, gun-related incidents, bomb threats, and more. Last year alone, there were 436 incidents, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than eight times the number in 2018. FRC says the findings suggest that hostility against churches is not only on the rise, but also accelerating. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israeli archaeologists have unearthed a rare 1,900-year-old coin. The Israel Antiquities Authority says the coin was discovered near the Dead Sea. It features a date palm and is engraved with the name Eleazar the Priest in ancient Hebrew script. On the reverse side of the coin were the words, "You're one of the redemption of Israel." This is SRN News. Police are searching for suspects.
Eight teenagers were injured, says Philadelphia Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Venor.
All the juveniles were taken to various hospitals.
When shots rang out at a city bus stop Wednesday afternoon, with students from Northeast High School waiting for a ride home, Venor on WPVI-TV says surveillance video shows there were three suspects on the ground and...
It's a blue vehicle.
So...
The car wasn't driving itself, that there's a fourth individual in the car.
Two buses were punctured by bullets. This was the fourth such shooting on Philadelphia's transit system in as many days. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Brooklyn, a woman is dead after she was hit by a dump truck Thursday morning. The same dump truck that hit and killed a crossing guard in October. More details at SRNnews.com.